Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to my WordPress help desk for Saturday, May 30th. My name is Ken Freeman, and here is what I have for you today. In the news about 4.2.2, about the themes and security alerts, in our WordPress focus today, I want to focus on 10 reasons why you need a webmaster working for you. And then on page 3, as always, I can't wait to take the real questions and answer them the very best I can. Now, our sponsors for today are wp-sitemakers.com, number 2, hosting-master.com, number 3, site-keeper.com, and our newest sponsor is prc-solutions.com. WP-SiteMakers.com is our award-winning design group that specializes in great WordPress results. Call them if you want eye-catching result-getting sites built for you. SiteKeeper is the WordPress management group who currently manages some 89 WordPress installs nationally. Call them today to start your own WordPress management activated so that your WordPress stays secure and updated. Also, if you need someone to manage your website, check them out for your website maintenance and WordPress management upkeep. Hosting-master.com is our high-speed WordPress optimized hosting provider who provides an incredible SSD-based gzip compressed and Google PageSpeed enabled hosting solution specifically for WordPress sites needing high-speed delivery. And our latest sponsor is PRC-Solutions. This is our nonprofit specialty house that has created about 150 nonprofit sites. We'll feature some of their work in today's report. So don't forget these powerful solutions available from our sponsors. Now, call our office at 214-703-0505 for more information or sign up for any of our sponsored services. Now, let's turn to page 1. Well, in the news today, WordPress 4.2.2 is still making news with some reporting broken image directories and broken links. However, if we look into where these broken WordPress sites are being hosted, it seems to point to the fact that the latest WordPress is being run on servers that have not been updated recently. One of them I found was running PHP 3. Wow, that was updated years ago. One was an outdated cPanel in MySQL account. And the other was running an update from a much, much older site. And so, bottom line, I frankly think that when you hear a complaint about the new 4.2.2, that you need to take it with a grain of salt, check out where the complainer is hosting his or her 4.2.2 site, and then go back to WordPress to find out what they've really been doing about some of these problems. WordPress 4.2.2 contained fixes for 13 known bugs from 4.2. So all I can say is my experience in approximately 150 WordPress sites has been that the 4.2.2 update broke nothing. It only enhanced and speeded up and gave us more features than before. In other news, you may have heard the big news in the WordPress community from WooCommerce, how they were acquired by Automattic, the parent company behind WordPress. The news was officially announced by WooThemes co-founders Mark and Magnus, and from Automattic CEO Matt Mullenweg, big congratulations to WooThemes team with their new chapter. And from WordPress users' perspective, as well as a web developer, we might have concern how this acquisition will impact the future of WooCommerce plugin and the WordPress community. In other words, would it remain community-oriented and free as before? Or the fact that they've spent some $160 million on it, are they going to change the name of WooCommerce, put it under a new home, make specific changes? You know, I'd like to know what those early changes will be, and I think it's a little too early to predict the specific changes in WooCommerce in the roadmap in coming months or years. However, in the short term, I think we can understand that as it is right now, that it's just going to be an enhancement to WordPress, but we don't know what it's going to mean in the long run. In security news, we've realized that there's been a whole lot of warnings about the XSS type of vulnerability. We know that there has been a coordinated security release by a number of major plugins that have been affected by this XSS problem. As we researched, we quickly identified a dozen affected plugins, and a lot of them are what you would consider major plugins, including Gravity Forms, Easy Digital Downloads, Jetpack, WP eCommerce, All-in-One SEO Pack, and that's just some of the big ones. Based on this information, Daniel Sid at Security and others started reaching out to those plugin developers and coordinating a great big security update. The result has been a coordinated security release for every one of these plugins. So my word to you this week is get busy and make sure you update Gravity Forms, Easy Digital Downloads, Jetpack, WP Commerce, and All-in-One SEO. Now, in other vulnerability news, multiple iTheme products, including Builder and Exchange, have become vulnerable. Broken Link Checker is also suspect, and Ninja Forms. So if you have interest in staying in touch with what is happening in this world of vulnerabilities, go over to Security and let Security answer all of your security questions. Well, in the world of themes, DW Focus has been one of the most wanted responsive news magazine WordPress themes. This theme has been ranked 10th out of Mashable's 20 stunning responsive WordPress themes, and you can find out more about that at bit.ly/dw-focus-mashable. DW Focus comes with the beauty of simplicity from typography, a grid-based layout, and structure, and the updated DW Focus 1.2.0 almost inherits what makes this theme really stand out. Now, notice that as of May 24th, 2015, this version is not recommended yet for your production site. The updated Focus still needs some revamped elements, which could differ from the old Focus version. And also, this beta release might see several potential bugs. So until it is released as a stable version, let's not recommend this particular DW Focus theme for your production site. And with that, let's turn away from the news and move into our WordPress focus for this week, the 10 reasons you do need a webmaster. So let's get started with today's page 2. Well, thank you for taking time to listen to the broadcast today for May 30th, 2015. In today's WordPress Focus, I want to turn our attention to 10 key reasons why you need a webmaster. There's a new mantra among the would-be site builder hosts that say that you don't need a webmaster. You hear this from marketing gurus to hosts that specialize in web builder sales like Squarespace, Wix, Webs, and others. But the fact is that when you're told you don't need a webmaster, then, my friend, you are on your own when it comes to the creative, the technical, or the ongoing maintenance and support. Now, before you think I'm trashing those guys, I'm not. Just like WordPress.com, I think they provide a solution to the sector of web users, predominantly individuals and small entrepreneurs or private businesses. But if you're running a business really of any size, small, medium, or large, you need a webmaster on your team. And today I want to explain 10 key reasons why you need a webmaster. Number one, you need a webmaster because you don't know how to design an engaging, responsive website. Let's face it, most business owners are not designers. Most will turn to their secretary or son or daughter or friend of a friend to build a site for that business. Too often, the ones they turn to don't know or understand the intricate use of video, audio, galleries, e-commerce, and etc., let alone do they know the technical back end of hosting. Thus, when you want your website to do something, they don't know anything about it, so it's never going to work the way you wanted it to. I was working with a client who said that her site was pitifully slow. It was built out of an old Dreamweaver hard-coded HTML site, and she didn't understand how to add video to her website. As I told her I could easily redo her site in WordPress, she would have complete control over images and video and audio and more. The difference is that, see, she didn't have any expertise or knowledge of being able to add that video to her website. And that's why I say that the first reason is that you need a webmaster, because you don't know how to do the engaging, responsive website design. Reason number two, you need a webmaster to ensure that your site can grow as needed. Over time, your address changes, image change, text needs to be updated, or products or services need to be changed. Maybe you sold the business. Maybe the company merged with another company. Maybe you changed location. Maybe you changed your name. A website is a work in progress. It is never truly finished. This means that you need a website that has been designed from the beginning for easy updating, an easy addition, an easy manipulation of images, posts, and videos. If you had invested almost nothing for your website, and now your company is growing and you want to make those changes, who's going to make those changes for you? Is it that son or daughter? Are they still at home, or are they away at college? Does that friend have a new job and can't take care of your site now? If you're not ready to learn coding personally yourself, then you need a webmaster as your business grows. Someone who is on call day or night to help you with your site changes. This is where a webmaster hired on an ongoing retainer is the best investment you can make for your future growth. Number three, you need a webmaster to ensure the best hosting is provided for your WordPress site. Invariably, the non-webmaster, the do-it-yourselfer, the friend of a friend, doesn't have experience and doesn't have the knowledge or skill of hosting that a seasoned webmaster will have. For example, you may be hosted on some fly-by-nighter who next week disappears, leaving you holding the bag with a dead site. Or maybe you're hosting on one of those big boys like HostGator or GoDaddy or JustHost or Bluehost. But I bet not once have you ever checked to see how many neighbors are on your same IP. You might be shocked. You may not know who your neighbors are, and when you go and look at that, you may be shocked to find out who's on that same IP with you. If you have any questions about being on a shared host, you can always refer to some of my previous broadcasts where I talk at length about the dangers of shared hosting, but I bet that you've not even checked to see how fast your website downloads. That's where a webmaster comes in handy, because a webmaster worth his salt has been hosting sites for years and knows all the tricks of the trade and all the upsides and downsides of shared hosting. And when you host a WordPress site, it should not be hosted on just any host. It needs to be on a solid SSD server. It should be up on the cloud for extra security and upward mobility. And it needs to be gzip compressed and ideally Google PageSpeed enabled to increase its download speed. I can tell you that few of those hosts mentioned provide such advanced WordPress hosting. This is why, again, I say you need a webmaster who can be your go-to person, because he or she will know where good hosting is and how it can be used to help speed you up and keep you safe. And that means that you would be getting the best of the breed support at all times. A fourth reason why you need a webmaster is that you're at risk of copyright violations. Now that seems risky, but think about it. If you use an unpaid designer, someone that's a friend of a friend, a son or a daughter, or maybe you just went out and did it yourself, so you think, oh, I need some images. I'll just go out to Google Image and put it on my website. And you didn't even look to see that every image on Google states that it is covered by copyright. Had you used a webmaster worth a grain of salt, if you had put a webmaster on retainer, he would have steered you away from Google Images to use something like Getty Images or iStock Photo to find licensed, royalty-free images to use on your website, which will spare you the risk of being sued for copyright violations. This is a problem of experience and ignorance of such copyright issues. However, a seasoned webmaster understands all about copyright and the proper use of images, and that's just another reason to hire a webmaster for your business website. Number five, you need a webmaster to create an effective video for your website. Your local son or daughter's website, that guru, may or may not understand video or video editing. Few have the investment of nearly $1,000 for video editing software or the investment in the hardware to be able to manage video editing. This is where a paid, seasoned webmaster can help you, because these webmasters live on advanced systems ready for video editing, and they live and breathe video editing. All the reason more to hire a webmaster. Why? Because video adds a new dimension to your website. Video can be created on-site or done as a voiceover, like a keyword or a PowerPoint presentation, but the webmaster knows how to create it, edit it, and publish it to YouTube, Vimeo, or any other video provider. Number 6, you need a webmaster when you want to add e-commerce to your website. Show me one amateur web designer, like your son or daughter or friend of a friend, who fully understands merchant accounts, PCI compliance, credit cards, shopping carts, security certificates, all of the things required for e-commerce. A seasoned webmaster knows and has extensive experience in e-commerce, which makes him a more valuable player in keeping your site going. Just another reason to hire a webmaster. Number 7, you need a webmaster when you need to clone your website. Many sites today multiple versions of a website for its members or affiliates. How do you set up that membership site? How do you clone your website for an affiliate to use? All of these questions are questions for a seasoned webmaster, not the friend of a friend. Number 8, you need a webmaster when your site theme, plugin, and OS are needing to be updated. Too often a site is built by a friend who's never managed or updated a single site. This is why so many WordPress sites are hackers' friends, because they've not been updated by the owner. I ran into an account just this past week running a 3.5 WordPress site with no security plugins, no SEO plugins, wondering why her site had been hacked 3 times recently. This is where you need the help of a real webmaster who understands the updating process, and another reason to hire a webmaster. Number 9 is you need a webmaster when you need to change your site drastically. Let's say the company has sold and or merged, and you need to change the logo, the header, the menu, the product names, and more. This is not the job for a friend of a friend or the do-it-yourselfer. It's a job for the seasoned webmaster who can tackle the changes in bulk with confidence and skill. And finally, number 10, you need a webmaster to save your life when your site goes down. Sites get hacked, and sadly, when they do, what happens? What happens when someone plants malicious files on your pages and inside your images and inside your CGI or your uploads folder? Your friend of a friend may not have a clue why or how hackers got in. This is why you need a seasoned webmaster to save your life in times of emergency. 10 key reasons why you need a webmaster. And friends, right now, I would just invite you, if you need such help, go to our sponsor, site-keeper.com, and put them on your hire. Now, before we go into our Q&A, I want to introduce PRC Solutions very quickly. PRCSolutions.com is a nonprofit web design outreach offering faith-based nonprofits and NGOs with high-performing, rich websites at very affordable, easily budgeted websites, along with high-speed hosting and WordPress management built into a single monthly fee. Some of these sites recently completed include Life Advocates of Lake Charles.com, Women's Center of Lafayette.com, EMC Frontline.org, AfterAbortionTraining.com, LastHarvestFellowship.com, and LastHarvest.org. Each of these sites are rich in their look and feel, and engaging, responsive WordPress sites are hosted on Hosting-Master for high-speed delivery. If you know of a nonprofit needing a website being designed, turn them on to our new sponsor, PRC-Solutions.com. In our WordPress Q&A today, now remember to ask a question for this podcast. Just simply email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or text 903-926-2607. I look forward to your questions. Let's turn to page 3. Okay, on page 3, here's our first question. Spencer asked about Cloudflare. He is saying that he's running on a SiteGround hosting thing, and he's trying to use Cloudflare. He was having an issue with Commerce failing to run under SSL. Well, I'd like to just share with you something I've just learned about Cloudflare. I'd used Cloudflare many years ago on another host, and now that we're running WordPress only on a dedicated SSD server, I have been speeding up all of our sites, and I was talking to the group there at our tech support about how we could better use CDNs to run static things, and they said, well, one free way is, of course, to use Cloudflare. Well, I looked at Cloudflare, and I decided to test it on one site, and that one site had been running at just over 2-second download. It was about 3 seconds, and I thought, well, if we put it on Cloudflare, maybe it will speed up. Well, to my surprise, it actually slowed it down 2 seconds. And the other lesson that I learned is that on Cloudflare, when you're running that, because of your DNS being sent over to their proxy server, it means if you're running a subdomain, now you can't, you know, even get into your site and run the same kind of protection that we had. Previously, before I used this, we were utilizing an HT access rule that said deny all and allow from. And that allow from only allowed my IP and the IP of the user of that site. Now, because of Cloudflare, everything broke and we could not log in. And I was pulling my hair out that the moment we took out the HT access rule in Cloudflare, it worked. But now, Cloudflare means that those sites, the main site and the sub site, both had to give up the brute force protection of that HT access plugin. So I had to measure which is more important to me. The fact I'm using Cloudflare, but then I saw it was actually delaying the page to come down by a couple of seconds, and do I want to give up my brute force protection? So, very frankly, I think this lesson on Cloudflare is that I would not recommend Cloudflare unless you just absolutely are running a single web page. Here's our second question. Fran, who asked, where can I find a plugin list to watch out for? I've just loaded a plugin that was rated with 5 stars, but it broke my entire website. Well, Fran, that's a relatively easy thing to fix. In fact, one of the chief culprits of a broken WordPress is an incompatible plugin. And here's why. WordPress, by design, separates function from the cosmetic look and feel. Thus, plugins are the heart and soul, the engine that makes WordPress run. Problem is, it's open source, and it's a community of thousands of developers who have developed their favorite plugins to WordPress and then put them out there in the repository for people to access. Over at WordPress.org, under their forum, they list several known issues about the specific version of WordPress you may be using. For instance, in version 3.9, there were reported issues with themes like the Blanco non-free theme, the Megant non-free theme, which included the Aqua Page Builder, Udita, that also includes the Aqua Page Builder plugin, MailPoint newsletters that had been a real problem recently has been fixed. Ultimate No Follow has been fixed, but you need to upgrade. Atom Tweaks causes the visual editor to completely white out. Q Translate causes the media directory not to function. And WPML, when active, the link button doesn't work. And of course, back to Dropbox causes the dashboard to completely vanish. And as we say, the Aqua Page Builder causes the link button in Tiny MCE to not work. And it breaks in different themes, especially in Theme Forest themes. But if you want the most definitive answer, then always bookmark www.exploit-db.com, because there you get the list of all 30,000 known vulnerabilities on WordPress. Now, I will say it goes way back, and it can take you down into even versions back in the, you know, 3.3 and 3.4 and so forth. So you need to know what, you know, which version of WordPress you're working with And then you need to check your list of plugins, because, you know, you may be using BuddyPress, and BuddyPress is one that's vulnerable. You may be using an Ad Rotator plugin. There's one there that is also very vulnerable. So if you face a broken WordPress, here's a little tip. You can try deactivating or renaming the plugins folder in FTP, and because if you can't access it, then what you may want to do is turn off every plugin. And then as you do that, you could then go back into your admin and activate one plugin at a time to see where you find that break again. And David is asking a question from Australia. He says, I'm looking for the feasibility of developing sites online and would appreciate your thoughts and experiences. Well, at the moment, he says, all of his sites are being developed offline and then deployed when ready. Well, one of the simplest way is to load WordPress into a development area is to use any hosting account, and because development doesn't really care about speed or security, you could use any shared account. You could go to HostGator, HostMonster, Bluehost, any of these that even are having problems, and probably pick up a host for a few dollars a month, and that becomes your little staging area. Then just build a front landing page that says login, and that login takes you to the staging subdirectory where they could log in to join you in collaborating on your website. You give them a username, you have a username, now they are able to come into the staging directory and play with their website. You can be there to work with them. And when the site is ready to go, then just use WP Duplicator to zip it up into a zip drive, move it to the deployment production server that your client uses, and then unzip that file, extract it, and copy the MySQL into your MySQL table for the website, and go to phpMyAdmin, open that new database up, and when you do, you need to open WP Options and change two lines on page one and page two, the site URL and the home URL, and boom, your live production website is 100% loaded, ready to go with all of the plugins and theme and everything. So that's a great way to do this production staging before you go live. This is our fourth question. David is asking a question from Australia. He says, I'm looking for the feasibility of developing sites online and would appreciate your thoughts and experiences. Well, at the moment, he says, all of his sites are being developed offline and then deployed when ready. Well, one of the simplest way is to load WordPress into a development area is to use any hosting account, and because development doesn't really care about speed or security, you could use any shared account. You could go to HostGator, HostMonster, Bluehost, any of these that even are having problems, and probably pick up a host for a few dollars a month, and that becomes your little staging area. Then just build a front landing page that says login, and that login takes you to the staging subdirectory where they could log in to join you in collaborating on your website. You give them a username, you have a username, now they are able to come into the staging directory and play with their website. You can be there to work with them. And when the site is ready to go, then just use WP Duplicator to zip it up into a zip drive, move it to the deployment production server that your client uses, and then unzip that file, extract it, and copy the MySQL into your MySQL table for the website, and go to phpMyAdmin, open that new database up, and when you do, you need to open WP Options and change two lines on page one and page two, the site URL and the home URL, and boom, your live production website is 100% loaded, ready to go with all of the plugins and theme and everything. So that's a great way to do this production staging before you go live. And this is our last question of the day. Andrew asks, could someone point me toward how I'd set up a customer inquiry or registration form on my WordPress website? Well, first of all, if you want to use something like Gravity Forms, that will allow you to log all of those inquiries into your database. But if you're expecting it to come to you as an email and you don't want to pay the yearly expense of Gravity Forms, you might want to look at Ninja Forms. Ninja Forms is a great little tool. I also have seen a lot of people